CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
For the upcoming presentation, the Winnipeg Ostomy Association is hosting. We have Deanne Zielinski here to talk about what ostomy is and a client of the presenter, Dale Cornhouse. What is ostomy?
The Winnipeg Ostomy Association is a self-help group which was formed in 1972 to support people who have had ostomy surgery. There are currently between 4,000 to 5,000 ostomates in Manitoba, and Winnipeg is currently the only chapter in Manitoba. For people who have had ostomy surgery, like myself, it is a life-changing surgery, not only physically, but mentally, and having a group like the Winnipeg Ostomy Association, so valuable for support.
You are a client of the presenter coming up. He's a registered dietitian, so what kind of work does he do with you?
After I had my bowel obstruction surgery, I actually went back to Dale to let him know what I was dealing with. Even though nutrition is important for everybody, I was always fearful of eating carbohydrates. And what I've learned is, because when you have ostomy surgery, as I did, I've had different parts of organs removed. So my digestion system is very compromised. And there are things like strawberries that I can't eat now because they don't absorb into my system because my system has been compromised from the surgery. So working with Dale, he's shown me a different route to say, you know what, carbs are good for you. And with having an ostomy, because carbs is a really good way to keep the buildup in your system, and also proteins.
I want to learn more about the association and the upcoming event on November 22nd. Where can they learn about that?
So for information on the Winnipeg Ostomy Association, the website address is www.ostomy-winnipeg.ca. And if you're interested in getting information emailed to you, woainfo@mts.net.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.